Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Shams Charania giving us an update on Jaylen Brown. And I think there's some coded language here that I think is that I think might actually be more telling about Jaylen Brown's future. But basically that while the Celtics prefer to not move Jaylen Brown at this moment, they are listening to offers and the conversations are going to be had. Does it reach the value? To me, I don't know how you view this, but like when somebody's like, I'll take a first rounder in the NFL, that means that they'll take a second rounder. I think when somebody says they'd prefer not to trade him, but it's about value, they're very interested in moving Jaylen Brown.
Oh, see, I don't know that I read it that same exact way. Like I saw the interview and I saw Shams, and I think it was Stephen A, and Stephen A made some suggestion. He's like, what's there going to be that many people interested in a $300 million contract? Is that really where people are? And Shams is like, yeah, multiple people have already been interested. Like, people have shown interest in Jaylen Brown, which there, if you want to go and talk about, were the Cavs one of these secret interested teams? Very, very warranted discussion. But I don't know that Boston is as willing, at least I don't see it that way, to just break it up and say, this is it, we're over, we're done. I think Derek White, I think Jaylen Brown, and I think Tatum is the core that they want to keep. And if I were them, I would keep it for as long as you possibly can.
It's interesting. I cannot remember the Boston area reporter. It's not Jeff Goodman, but for some reason, that's where my brain is going. But he's one of the Celtics kind of secondary beat guys that has done some like digital stuff around town as well. He suggested the Simons acquisition is actually further proof that Brown is available, because all of a sudden you have a score. Basically, you now have more scoring than you did with Holiday, and that might make it easier to trade Jaylen Brown. And I'll say this right now.
I mean, because Tatum's not winning anything on his own.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Here's the thing. I don't know, because I don't know in a year whether every team in the NBA is just going to have one max player. I shouldn't say in a year. In 2 years, 3 years, whether the new trend is just going to be, hey, every team has their own star/superstar, and there's no two. Meaning, like, there's not a second star to be had on the team.
Maybe it changes, but it's not how it is right now. And if I was the Celtics, you're going to have a bad year next year because Tatum's not there. That's just your reality. But like, it's not as if they have a fit problem. The Celtics were very good for a very long time. They won a title with that core. Like, I don't know. It's moving off of it. They're not even old. Like, that's the interesting thing about it. They're like 27 and 25 between the two of them.
It's just about the $300 million contract.
And they got to find a way to get out of having a deep, deep payroll problem, obviously. And that's why they started with Holiday. I would imagine Porzingis gets moved as well, which has been some of the discussions we've had about Boston and some of the changes they would do for months now.
I just think with Brown, I think what's interesting is if he is available, and you're bringing up a good point here, and it's fair to push back on the if. Yeah, there's really nothing I wouldn't include in a trade to get Jaylen here. Because I think Evan Mobley, Jaylen Brown, and Donovan Mitchell, that's probably as good of a trio as you can build in today's
NBA. You mean nothing outside of, obviously, we're keeping Donovan, we're keeping Mobley.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. You are a better team with those three than you are currently constructed, and there's no other way to put it. And I'm not worried about Brown's numbers dipping last year necessarily. I think he'd be great in this offense. I mean, he's a really good player. I think he got clowned on a little bit last year in certain spots, but like, he was Eastern Conference Finals MVP, NBA Finals MVP for a reason when they won the whole entire chip. Like, he's really, really good.
And what I like about him is you'll never accuse him of not being tough.
Mm-hmm.
He does give you, you mentioned the 3-point dip. Previous to last year, his 3-point shooting numbers were really, really good. He might not be a naturally great pure shooter, but he's about a 36% 3-point shooter in his career. You start to look at, like, because listen, am I a little concerned about the math with the ball with Donovan, Jaylen, and Evan the same way I am with Donovan, Darius, and Evan? Yes. But you said something I think is really, really prescient about this conversation. In every conversation about sending out Darius and or Jarrett, you are coming back with players who are not as good as the player you're sending out.
Mm-hmm.
This would be a scenario in which you give up both of those guys and actually get a player better than either one.
Yeah, like, do I think you are a better team with those three, with Brown throwing the mix there? Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Like, I could see a scenario where the Cavs, if the Cavs are one of the rumored teams that were there with Kevin Durant and that sweepstakes, then they should be one of the teams that are involved in the Jaylen Brown discussion.
Dare I say, Jaylen Brown might be one of three guys in the NBA I actually would consider giving up Evan Mobley for.
That's too far for me.
In the end, I wouldn't do it.
Okay.
But I would, premier player at the premier position in the thing that you haven't had since LeBron left, I think you have to give it special consideration. And listen, the reality is any trade between Boston and Cleveland has to have some sort of third party, fourth party involved so that salaries can kind of go out here so both teams can get below the second apron. But it sure does seem...
Oh, yeah, a second apron on second apron trade would just make the NBA explode. imagine Adam Silver's disgust if you brought three and four teams into it to make a second apron versus second apron trade work and actually manufacture.
What would make him more disgusted? That or the fact that Jaylen Brown and Donovan Mitchell would not be in top three markets? Like, we just colluded to get Luka to the Lakers. What are we doing? It's not like the guy from Boston
what was
again.
Voice? Yeah, it's no, a, that wasn't a, Boston.
No. It's the cadence of the guy who was asked about Whitey Bulger.
That's what it was. That's exactly what it was.
He's a great
what
guy.
Murder?
What about the murder? What murder?
That's exactly what it was.
What about Cleveland? What Cleveland?
I've told you this before. I don't think Silver is going to care about the market size thing for a little while. That's going to be, we will all care about it in the media the way that the media does, because half of the media in the NBA feels like that's all they want to discuss. But with that 11-year, with the $82 billion deal that they signed, I just don't think, Adam Silver doesn't have to care about ratings for 5 or 6 years.
Let's go with Ian in Boston Heights. Ian, welcome to the show, bud.
Hey, Nick. JP, thanks for having me. Real quick, I don't want to take you away from talking sports too much, you know, but I got to weigh in on the eating pizza while driving.
We're ready.
One first acquired skill. You're not born with it. You know, it's an acquired skill. And I feel that most people who acquire the skill are probably fathers. JP, I believe you're a young dad. Nick,
yeah.
Not as young. But you're a dad, you know.
All right, that was a stray.
Okay, no big deal, you know. Anyways, there's nothing better than ordering pizza. I don't even like delivery because I can go get some quiet time and eat pizza on the way back. And
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I have a son. Sometimes I will allow my son to come with me. We'll order an extra, a small pizza just for us.
That's what I like to hear. That's a pro move.
Right? And not just a pro move is a pro move as a father. You're teaching that kid to think ahead, problem solve, and with the problem right. being your hunger.
I love it. Hey, you guys are the best.
Ian. We agree, but thank you very much, bud.
Thanks, man.
Hey, have a good one, guys.
You too, buddy. I didn't think about that. Here's the other thing.
So I've done that with ice cream, by the way. Not ordering so I'll go to pick up some ice cream for Elise and I,
mm-hmm.
and then I get an extra cone for myself, the cone just for the ride home, and then I have the blizzard or the whatever you want to call it, the flurry, whatever your taste is of that, because that's what I like to get over there. And then you just have that with Elise as if like nothing happened.
I think probably my one. I got to tell you, Hacks. I told the Hacksaw story off air, but I got to tell it on air.
It's always a small cone.
Of course. Yeah. Anything more would just.
Well, I don't want to spoil the real treat that is the main ice cream to have with her. So, you know, something would be on the up and up if it's a large and a whatever.
Do you know what started me eating?
One is for convenience, the other's for pleasure.
That's true. That's true. Not both for pleasure. No, nay, nay, nay.
No, one convenience, second for pleasure.
By the way, we're saying both cones, not Elise and ice cream, right?
We hope.
Okay. I got to tell you, I only started eating pizza while driving home because on our Pizza Friday, they get pizza 2 hours before me. And by the time I get home, it's never fresh.
Mm.
It's never like the way pizza tastes when it's first out of the oven. And yeah, I can eat it up and it's just fine. It's just nothing hits better than like just right out of the oven,
yeah.
Your favorite pizza. And so my frustration with the way Pizza Friday's been going is what led to my gluttonous eating pizza while driving habit that I've got.
Cold pizza has somehow gotten great like PR over the years, and I don't understand it. It's not nearly as good as when it's fresh.
It's all good.
No, it's good, but it's not nearly as good as when it's fresh. It's like, it's to me, it's, I don't know what's happened in the recent like 15, 20 years. It used to be that it kind of just tasted very similar. You'd get like, you get it hot, and then you could microwave it back up. You could put it in the oven. You can get it back to where it needed to be. I can never get it anywhere close to when it's like just piping hot right out of the oven and you just get served it.
It's like dating a 25-year-old and dating a 50-year-old. They both have their strengths and weaknesses.
Yeah, but I feel like there were shows named Cold Pizza. Like, I feel like for the longest time,
there's
like
one show.
All right, fine. There was a show named Cold Pizza, but it was always like the 90s sitcom trope was that, I got the cold pizza and we're ready to go after it. Right.
And the pizza in those never looked good, by the way.
It never looked good, never but looked I just, good. I feel like for some reason in our minds, we got this idea that cold pizza just slaps, and I just don't get it that way.
I think it slaps. I
it's
do.
It's fine. It's fine. It's not in anywhere close. There's a night and day difference between warm, fresh, right out of the oven pizza, and then what cold pizza's become. I don't know what happened. Like 10, 15 years, we've evolved into this. We're now cold pizza's living off good PR for a long time.
Because it's still delicious. So Hacksaw, we had to have a conversation with him about his ordering food and having to deliver to the office because we found out it was an exorbitant amount of money for a young man.
Yeah.
Trying to save up for his future.
Mm-hmm.
And he let it slip that recently he ordered a combo meal and started eating it on the way home. And when he got home, it was gone, but he was still hungry. So he turned right back around, went to the same fast food joint, got the same thing. And once again, on his way home, finished eating it by the time he got home. And he walked in and his mom's like, "You hungry? 'Cause we just made dinner." She had no idea.
Did he eat the dinner?
Of course he did. He had two full-blown meals. In fairness, he's a growing boy. He's only 33. but I'm like, king of fat stuff here. Like, absolutely. But much like meatloaf, I'll do anything for food, but I can't do that.
It's the third meal. I don't even know if the first one's convenience, the second is pleasure. I don't even know what the third one is.
Depressing. Chris. Jeez. Chris, welcome to the show, buddy.
What's up, guys? Haven't heard from you since day of the draft over at Razzles. How you guys doing?
Doing all right, brother. Good to hear from you.
Likewise. So listen, I got to jump into this pizza conversation real quick. Nick, man, get one of those red pizza bags that delivery drivers carry around with them. Listen, I'm out here in Overland, right? There's not too many places. People around here like Lorenzo's. I find Lorenzo's very hit and miss, personally. I like going to this place called Giuliano's up on Cooper Foster Road, but it's a good 20 minutes away. So, yeah, freshness is a problem. I bought one of those pizza bags off of Amazon. You stick it in there. By the time you get home, it's even hotter. It's like the thing heats it up somehow.
I actually love this idea.
Yeah, this is kind of a pro move.
What'd you pay for the pizza bag, like 20 bucks?
Yeah, right around 20 bucks, and I had Prime, so it got there the next day.
Oh, man. And well, here's the thing.
I love this next level.
Here's the thing. If you do this for one pizza,
it's pretty good.
Oh, not great value. If you do it for 20 pizzas, that's $1 extra per pizza.
Well, and you can do it for more than pizza, too, I would imagine. Like, you go get, pad thai or something, you throw it in there, it's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, you're not getting it for it to be fresh on one visit. You're planning on going there probably about once a month, so the thing pays for itself over time.
We do like this. The longer you have it, the more value there is. Chris, we appreciate you, buddy. Good to hear from you.
Yeah.
Why isn't this more people's thought processes? This should be mainstream. It's like you get in someone's car. It's like, well, what's that over there? That's my pizza box.
See,
things warm.
I take it
and no judgment attached to that, guys.
I take it to a different level. If we use this kind of ingenuity to fix the world's problems, we'd probably all be better off right now. But it's like, what do you use your specific set of skills life gave you for? Make sure that I never have to eat lukewarm pizza. By the way, not saying it's a wrong choice. Just saying so,
Normally, I agree with you. And then you hear those stories about like the stealth bombers that went from Missouri and like made their way all the way and like did the mission exactly the way it was supposed to be, undetected. And I'm like, no, part of the country is focusing on the right things. We're just not that part of the we're the wrong part of the country, Nick.
216-474.
Me, you, and Chris are trying to figure out how to get pizza warm. Meanwhile, other people are actually doing things.
I don't think there's any more figuring. I think we've done it. 216-474-0092. Have you done the pizza warmer bit? We'd like to know that in case we missed it, coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.